The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello. Welcome to Happy Hour. For how many people this is your first time coming to Happy Hour? Great. Welcome. Fantastic. Welcome. Delighted you're here. So, what we do every week at Happy Hour, we explore some theme having to do with kindness, compassion, maybe forgiveness, gratitude, sympathetic joy. So one of the themes of the heart, one of the practices of the heart. So each week it's different. We explore differently. So if you don't like the show this week, come back again next week. It'll be a totally different show. And Diana Clark and I, we alternate. We hold the space. We alternate every week. So just to tell you ahead of time, especially for those of you who are new, you don't need to know anything. No experience whatsoever is necessary. Whatever you need to know will be shared with you tonight. And the bulk of our time together is a guided meditation that I will guide you completely through. And then, so I say a few words about the theme at the beginning, and then a guided meditation, and at the end, after the guided meditation, the personal practice with our eyes closed, there will be some interactive practice, which is as beneficial, or I consider it to be as important as the practice with our eyes closed. It's more a relational practice, which is done in a very held container. Again, I'll tell you more about it. And there will be some time for questions and answers and some comments at the end. And an hour will go pretty quickly. So with that, just want to ask you to arrive, just to feel yourself here. You've arrived, you're here. Land in your body. Really, land in your body. Let your feet be on the floor, the bottom of your feet on the floor, and really land. You have arrived. Maybe you drove here through the rush hour traffic. It keeps getting worse. Maybe you walked or biked. You are here now. So I would like to invite you to just arrive for a moment in this body. And the theme for tonight, the theme that I have chosen for our exploration, is a theme of holding ourselves to be enough, to be good enough. A lot of times there is this sense of we're not good enough, we're not doing enough, we're not smart enough, we're not kind enough, we're not spiritual enough, we're not working hard enough, we're not disciplined enough, we're not enough. Whew. Anyone else having those thoughts ever in your life? Yeah, of course, it's part of the human condition. We may not have them all the time every day, but they might come up now and then, right? So that's the theme that I would like us to really bring attention to, this little voice that a lot of times goes unrecognized. It's just kind of like, wee, 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 you're not enough, you're not smart enough. And we don't quite notice it, but it drives the show. So by actually turning our attention to it, by actually hearing it, and like, oh yeah, I hear you, with kindness, befriending it can actually help us in our lives to feel enough, to be enough, to really recognize both our limitations and our gifts without self-flagellation. Because this little voice, if we don't really turn our attention to it, and it's just talking and doing its own talking, it's going to drive the show, and it's going to drive us to sadness, depression, and actually not being enough, not doing what we really can, being our full selves, because we always feel small. Does that make sense? We're not quite acknowledging it, to turn our attention to it, to really work with it, to see what is true, what is not true, right? Instead, it's got so much power, it's unquestioned. It's just driving the whole show. Whereas when we actually turn our attention to it and work with it with kindness, without neither pushing it away nor elevating it, giving it the complete control reign of our psyche, then it's a way of actually seeing it with insight, working with it. So if this has left you more puzzled, it's okay. I will be explaining more through the guided meditation. And if the voice of judgment does not sound familiar to you, then there might be one or two judgments that either you have about yourself or about others. So work wherever is supportive for you. Maybe the voice of judgment that comes for you is that other people are not enough. Other people are lazy and not good enough, or not this, not that. So maybe that's the way that it manifests for you. So work in a way that's supportive for you. I will be mainly talking about the self or ourselves, but see what is supportive for you here tonight, the way that this can support your practice. Okay? Fair enough? Good enough? Yeah? Great. Okay. So with that, I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture, whether it's on a chair, on a cushion, and this is the perfect time, especially if you're new, to get up and go get more props so that your back is comfortable, you're sitting on the chair, if you're short, your feet are touching the are on the floor, maybe prop it up with a cushion. Don't be shy. Get up. This is the perfect time to take care of your body. It's a way of feeling kind towards yourself. Great. Going and getting whatever you need. There are lots of props out there. And again, the sense of goodwill, kindness, acceptance starts with accepting what is happening right now in this moment in this body. What does this body need right now? If it needs more comfort, cushions, that's where we start. And if not, I invite you to land, to arrive again and again. Arrive every moment. Maybe closing your eyes gently. Allowing your back to be straight. But not so much pushing it up. More imagining that there is an invisible thread connected to the top of your head, pulling you up vertebrae by vertebrae. So there is not so much for you to do. It's done by itself. And then let the rest of your body, the rest of your muscles, let them relax, let them soften. Perhaps rolling your shoulders back just a little bit as you rest your hands on your lap and your feet flat on the floor. It's important to have a sense of integrity in your posture. Not just for the sake of your posture alone, but when the body is sitting with a sense of integrity, the mind can also have a sense of integrity, integration. I've often witnessed in my own practice, in early days when I was crossing my legs or sitting kind of crooked, my mind wouldn't settle very well. It wanted to be uncrossed. It wanted to be sitting with a sense of dignity. So I pass this on to you. And allowing yourself to feel. To feel your breath as it moves through your body. The in-breath moving in. And the out-breath moving out. Notice I'm not asking you to consciously breathe, because the breath breathes itself. There is no doing you have to do about breathing. But simply witnessing that it's happening, noticing that it's happening. Feeling the breath move in to the belly. Filling the belly. Expanding and then contracting. The air moving out. Just this breath, just this moment. Allowing each in-breath to bring in more energy and wakefulness, and each out-breath to calm and settle you some more. Every out-breath, letting go some more. Letting go of the thoughts, of the plans, of the busyness of the mind. For the simplicity of just this moment. Just this moment. Taking refuge from all the busyness, the monkey mind. In just the simplicity of this moment, here and now, this precious moment in this body, this moment that will never repeat, just this moment, letting go, taking refuge. Simply sitting and breathing. Spend a few minutes just sitting and breathing together so the mind can settle and stabilize. Tilling the soil of awareness, preparing. Now I'd like to invite you to imagine you are sitting in a safe, safe space, whatever that might look like for you. I'm going to use a bit of visualization for this part. The safe space could be IMC for you. Or it could be maybe a green meadow. It's spring now. Maybe a green meadow with sun shining, butterflies, a stream. Feeling completely safe, supported, at home. Maybe feeling the rays of sunshine warming you, warming your whole body, as if you're receiving a warm embrace from the sun itself, from the universe. Feeling safe and supported. The sound of the birds serenading you. Be sitting in this green meadow by a calm lake. Feeling nurtured, feeling safe, comfortable. Feeling at ease, at peace. Just for a moment in time, feeling all right in the world. Safe, supported, warm, comfortable, at ease. A sense of well-being. Now I would like to invite you to gently, ever so gently and tenderly, with a lot of care and sensitivity, to turn your head and notice in this meadow, this nurturing space, there is a friend. There is an old friend sitting next to you, and this friend happens to be this judgmental voice. Maybe they look a little funny. Maybe they look a little caricaturish. But you're looking at them not with ill will, not hating them, not disliking them, but just kind of with amusement. Oh, hello. Hi. Here you are. And maybe they're kind of like scrunching their nose. Oh, you didn't do this well enough. Your mind wandered. Or whatever they're saying, the usual thing they say. You're not enough. Or whatever the refrain happens to be. Looking at them. Receiving them. Receiving this old friend that in some ways, wants what's best for you. But the only way they know to make you happy is by judgments and these judging statements. They have goodwill. They have good intentions. But a lot of times it ends up hurting you rather than helping you. So recognizing the goodwill of this old friend. As you're sitting in the meadow with them, allowing both of you to relax, allowing this perhaps caricature-like being. Let them relax too. You're not trying to get rid of them. You're just trying to see them. They're here already. They've been here. They show up now and then. Maybe they show up every day, every hour. Maybe they show up once in a while in the landscape of your mind and heart. Best to relax in their presence. That way, actually, they have no power. If you tighten up, they're powerful. If you relax in their presence and see them for what they are, they seem kind of feeble, laughable, well-intentioned, but not very skilled. So you can sit with them with friendliness, the same way you would sit with any other friend. Appreciating their good intentions. And not giving them power, not seeing them all powerful and true. Maybe they seem like a big monster when the door of the closet was closed, but when you open the door of the closet, oh, it's just a tiny little doggy that's just barking loud. See what imagery works best for you so that you can be at ease and at peace with a sense of goodwill. For this part, for this pattern, habit pattern of the mind. That we're working with now through this imagery. Perhaps even bowing, a little bow, appreciating the goodwill. And in this way, perhaps receiving with discernment the messages they have for you in order to support you and help you, but not to undermine you, not to make you feel small, inadequate. And not enough. That is not the intention of this old friend. They're trying to serve you. So see what image works best for you, a friendly image. That's not. Maybe it's either friendly or maybe a little laughable. And it's all okay in what arises. It's all okay. It's all part of this practice. No part left out. No part of your heart and mind left out. No sounds left out. We learn to work with everything that life presents to us instead of seeing them as problems. There are ways to grow. Grow our heart's capacity. to befriend, to be spacious like the sky itself. So as you are sitting in this meadow, with an image of the judgmental mind, maybe it's a puppy, or one person had a little puppet. They saw it as a sock puppet, missing a tooth, kind of looking funny. I think the name they gave them was Snaggletooth. See what image arises for you. This friendly, not so powerful, well-meaning, but not very skillful friend. As you turn your mind to it, see that it loses its power. It loses its power. And it can serve you. It can serve you. It can be a friend that can serve you. Serve you in your full potential, in your full being, in your fullness, the fullness of your being. Not to undermine. Or discredit you. For the last minutes of this meditation, I invite you to feel, reconnect with a sense of well-being and goodness sitting in this meadow or at IMC. Breathing, just letting the breath move in and out. If it supports you, still feeling the sun on your face, on your whole body, feeling held and nurtured in your fullness, in your completeness. Feeling integrated, feeling whole, not leaving out, no part left out, but feeling empowered and full and complete, just as you are, just as you are, holding yourself with kindness and care, just as you are, just as you are. If you like to put the palm of your hand in the middle of your chest, holding yourself, holding your heart center, as a gesture of caring yourself for yourself, holding yourself just as you are. May I love and accept myself just as I am. Or may I open to loving and accepting myself just as I am. May I love and accept my inner goodness just as it is. I'll read a quote by Marianne Williamson. Let it wash over you with your eyes closed, if you will. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our own presence automatically liberates others. Who are you not to be? You're a child of the universe. So now I'd like to invite you for a part of our practice, which is still practice, a very important part of practice, and it's relational. It's the way we take our practice with our eyes closed into the world. It's the stepping stone, and it's a relational practice. So for this part, what I'd like to invite you is to have just a brief monologue with others. I'm not calling it conversation because each person will be speaking for about a minute without anybody else interrupting. So it's a way of sharing, being held witness. So it's a practice in listening, in kindness, in listening. As you're listening, you'll be holding a space of kindness. You won't be thinking about what you're going to say next or judging what the person is saying. You're just giving the other person your full attention. What is it like just to listen? Just to listen with your whole body. Just listening. Giving this huge gift to the other person of just listening. And feeling embodied as much as possible as you're sitting right now. Can you feel your bottom on the chair or the cushion? Can you do that as you hear me talk? Not too difficult, is it? You can feel your bottom, so you can just have some sense of embodiment, or maybe feeling your feet on the floor or your hands. So feeling embodied while you're just listening. The biggest gift a human can offer to another. And then while you're speaking, again, staying as embodied as possible, though it's a little harder. Speaking from your heart and sharing as little or as much as you wish. It's just, and to know that you're speaking not to educate, impress, anything. You're just speaking for your own sake. You're speaking for yourself just to be held witness by another human being. That's all. It's a practice of like verbalizing. And the prompt is a very simple prompt. How was this guided meditation for you? And there is no right or wrong answer. You can say, I fell asleep the whole time. I didn't like it. Or my mind wandered all over the place. I never got to the meadow. No problem. There is no right or wrong. It's really just the practice of listening with kindness and attention and being held witness in a space of kindness. Is that clear? Any questions? Okay. So we'll get into groups of three, and if you came with someone, I suggest you don't be in a group with them. Talk with someone else. And it's best to be on the same level, either on the chair or on the floor. And it'll be pretty brief. Each person will just speak for a minute or so. Okay? Clear? Yes? And then we'll have time for a debrief afterwards. So please, just find another person or two and raise your hand if you need partners. Okay. So, welcome back. And we have time for questions. If anything came up during your practice, you're wondering about. Also, any reflections, anything you noticed, either during the guided meditation part, the first part of the practice, or the second part of practice, which was the interactive practice. What do you notice there? Something came up for you. So the floor is yours. Back there. Hold on and wait for the mic to come. And when the mic comes to you, hold it close like this. As if you're a rock star.
Test.
Yeah, perfect.
Should I sing a rock song? So I found that, well, recently I got rejected for something like big. And then because I didn't have a good track record, but then I didn't really have any self-judgment. I didn't really blame myself. So I'm starting to think, am I narcissistic? So because I didn't do any of those, and I'm still like very egotistical about who I am, be like, I'm perfect. And a little grandiose. I could be bipolar. I'm bipolar, but like when I'm in this state, mm-hmm. how can I tell if I'm not being too much on the other side of I'm enough too much? Like instead of having self-critic and judgment, I'm just being too extreme on the other end.
Yeah. I appreciate your reflections and your honesty to share this. Like, what may be going on? So not knowing you personally and not knowing you, your practice, you know, how you are. So I can't say, but I'll share a couple of thoughts about it. So what actually can be helpful in terms of the feedback that we give ourselves, the internal feedback that we give ourselves, is when the internal feedback that we give ourselves actually does have both, you know, has course corrections in it. Because otherwise, if we're always like whatever we receive, like, nope, I'm right, nope, I'm good, I'm great, you just keep going a particular direction, right? Because we all get off course. It's part of being human, right? We all get off course a little bit. And so having that sense of honest feedback that either we provide for ourselves or other people provide for us, but with discernment, with kindness, not with a biting sense of biting that we often offer for ourselves, like, ah, you're terrible, like, ouch, that's kind of hurtful. But like, you know, you didn't do that as well as you could have. Oh, yeah, I see that. Okay, thank you. Yeah, how can I do that better next time, right? It helps us to have this course correction so that our true north, if it is our highest values, we always are going towards it instead of, I'm good, I'm fine, I did great. You know, if there's no course correction ever, right? It's we all have course correction. It's part of being human to have course correction. So that's what I offer as a very general thing. So if the sense that comes up for you is like having these course corrections, but with the sense of kindness, with a sense of goodness, like, you know, yeah, maybe that was not great, but I did my best. I am doing my best, but these are the ways I can grow. Then that can be healthy. But if it's accepting no course correction at all, you know, the other person is hurt, they were crying, but, oh, I said it the best way I could have possibly said it, you know. Like, you know.
It wasn't with anybody. No, it was like right. My credit no, score for a mortgage.
Yeah.
It was like my credit score too low for a right. mortgage. I didn't do well for many years.
Right.
I was like, I guess I'll just pay someone to remove it. It was like I didn't have any self-judgment right. or
so,
looking
so
back.
So I'm making a very general giving, like kind of a random examples, but so I'll just leave it at that. Thank you. What else? Other reflections? What did you notice during this? Yeah.
Thank you. What happened for me is I was on the meadow and I was my friend was having difficulty visualizing something, and it evolved and it became a young me as this little girl. And it's been interesting because this one vision I've been having for the last several weeks, and I was going through a drawer, and that photograph popped out of an envelope a couple days ago, and it was her. And I got really emotional, and I asked her to hold my hand and so that she could heal and I could heal and recognize that I'm not that little girl, but I survived my life into being this adult, and that it will be okay, and just a way of healing some of my past and giving myself more confidence as an adult. So I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but it was very beautiful.
You are. You're explaining it so beautifully that I'm getting goosebumps listening to you.
I had tears coming down my face. So, yeah, it was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Makes me happy. Happy hour. Thank you. Other reflections? The questions, comments, complaints, everything is welcome.
The quote was very powerful for me, and it felt very challenging to hear after the sitting. It's like in the practice of first starting to recognize that I'm not perfect and that's okay, just made me more vulnerable, and then to hear that instruction, it really prompted me to look at myself and the way I've been showing up in the world and the way I've been just afraid to speak out up and be my truest self. So I appreciate being exposed like that.
Thank you. May you always see yourself exposed, your true nature, your inner beauty, your fearlessness. May you always be exposed, internally and externally, in a good way. Thank you. Please, coming your way.
Actually, just an inspiration, because I had a problem. It took a lot of cognitive work to try to dream up figures that or people. Oh, should they be male or female? Sure, people I know, people I don't. I could, and so that really distracted me. And so I stopped doing that. But then I just had an idea what would have worked, which I would have done next time, is to imagine just silly little animals.
Yeah.
Right? You know, maybe birds or right. squirrels, you know, because they are kind of silly and they're adorable and really not that smart, right?
Right, easy
to conjure up.
Right.
So
right,
anyway, right. So maybe next time I'll try that.
But. Great. I appreciate what you said. And I have a couple of thoughts. One is maybe the next time you know, I make these meditations up. I had never done this before, you guys. It just kind of it happened. So maybe the next time, that would be a suggestion I bring in. So I appreciate that. So one of the suggestions would be these. And another idea is, hey, if you, this is recorded online.
Oh yes.
So if you choose to listen to it again, yay, you can conjure up the images that work for you. Great. Thank you so much for that. And we have time maybe for one more comment or question, either about the meditation or the interactive practice. Come on. You have an opportunity, especially for beginners, if you're here for the first time, a challenge. Okay, you don't have to feel... I feel a hand going up. All right, okay.
I'll make a comment about the interactive practice.
Please.
I struggle with social anxiety, and I was just kind of shocked at how easily it came to talk to new people. I'm not probably... because we just shared the experience together, and it just felt really natural and nice to interact with people who seemed to have felt like we just had each other's interest in mind and wanted to hear about each other. So I enjoyed that.
Thank you so much for saying that. For your courage, being a first-timer here, for speaking up and sharing that. That makes me so happy, what you just shared, your experience. Thank you. This practice is powerful. And as we hold each other in these safe spaces, IMC being one, as we hold each other in kindness and care, they can be transformational. So thank you. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. Thank you so much for coming to Happy Hour, practicing together, sharing with others. So may all beings be happy. May all beings be free, which includes ourselves. Thank you. Come again.